Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Now, as you know, when we talk sports, and I mean serious sports, there's only one person we even think about going to, our friend Natalie Calabet from Channel 8, who is, well, she's simply the best sports reporter in town. So, Natalie, it is, as always, good to see you.
Jeff, it's always great to see you. And these introductions, they just get better every time I come in. What can I say?
Well, you get better every time that you hit the airwaves. So we're thrilled to have you here.
Thanks, Jeff. Reps, right?
That's right. That's right. It's all about endurance, right? Oh, by the way, how many steps have you done today?
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is still from yesterday, so I'm approaching 11,000. So I'm kind of cheating. I definitely didn't get 11,000 just coming here and walking into the studio.
Okay.
So hopefully I get my 10,000 in today shooting high school football. So.
Hey, well, now, do us a favor. Before we move on to the game of the week, there's going to be a big game of the week this week, right, with Monica and Manchester. But tell me a little bit about the whole step thing, because you guys at ABC8 are doing a big thing with steps, but there's something else behind it.
There is, and it's all in part of raising money for cerebral palsy, and it's an awesome team atmosphere. You know, we all have these awesome bracelets, and they calculate our steps, and we're supposed to be on a team. So I'm on the team with the weeknight anchor, so it's
right.
Juan, Constance, John, and myself. And, you know, we all just kind of team up and try to raise money for a good cause and bring awareness to lots of people who need it, the support. So it's awesome.
It's a great idea. But honestly, just between us, I know you and Constance are getting the 12,000 steps in every day. Who's the slacker on the team? It's Juan, isn't it? It is. No,
you can tell me. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like Juan Condi, you know, got to step it up a little bit. But John Bernier, man, oh my gosh, he is killing the competition.
Really?
Stepping like it's his job, you
know?
In between shows, you know, he's on the treadmill and then, you know, wakes up, you know, runs marathons. I'm just like, John, you're making me look bad. I'm a former D1 athlete. I got to step up my game. My goodness.
Well, next season you should do, like, I don't know, can you do swimming on a Fitbit? Do they measure that sort of stuff?
You know, Jeff, last night when it was monsooning outside, I was trying to see if this was waterproof, and I guess
right.
It is because
okay.
It still works.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe I can swim and dive with it.
There
I'm
you
not
go.
Sure if the impact of the water with diving would work so well, but hey, it's worth a shot, right?
All right. Yeah. Now, let's talk about some high school football, because you guys are covering Monica to Manchester is the game of the week, correct?
It sure is. It's really exciting. So we'll have live previews from the game, and obviously Manchester won the state title last year, so it'll be interesting to see if they can do it again this year. You know, they started off the season on a good foot.
Yep.
Monacan also looks pretty good. So it's always exciting to see these fantastic matchups and, you know, some of the young guys on the team that have, you know, high prospects for Division I offers.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, it'll be really exciting. And then we have our 8 Sports Blitz show tonight at 11 o'clock, breaking down all the high school games.
Love it. It has to be exciting, though, when you get out to see some of the high school games, to just sort of, in your head, try and chart the career path for some of those guys playing, right?
It is. It's cool, Jeff. You know, you're out there and you're like, oh, that's a young Tom Brady, isn't there?
Right. Right. Exactly.
So it's cool to see, you know, Central Virginia has so much talent across the board in all sports.
Yeah.
You know, football, baseball, hockey,
mm-hmm.
right? So love keeping my eye close on the young talent and, you know, watching their careers.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, all right. You mentioned hockey. And as we have said many times, if you don't like hockey, you're wrong. So let's talk about our beloved Richmond Generals, right?
Wrong and you don't belong,
that's
right? Isn't it how it works?
That's
oh, my goodness.
So tell me a little bit about what our Generals, I say our like I was on the ice, but what our Generals did last year and what's happening on Saturday.
I mean, we're a part of the team, right,
we are.
Jeff?
That's
we put
right.
skates on,
that's
you know,
right.
and we can make it happen.
That's
you know,
right.
We can win a championship. So now it's so exciting. exciting. We'll be raising the banner and dropping the puck.
Yep.
As they host the Patriots premiere on Saturday night at 7:30. So I'll be there bright and early.
Yes.
I have my puck right here, my pride and joy from my first one. So
nice.
Maybe I should do some practice the pucks, right? Make sure I drop it correctly.
That's right.
But no, the Richmond Generals, it's always exciting, you know, winning a championship. And the next year afterwards, you have some new players, some guys coming back.
Yeah.
So it'll be really cool what they can bring to the table this year.
Yeah. And I hope that people come out to watch it because it is going to be very exciting. I know at 4:30 is the official raising of the championship banner. 7:30, you and I are teaming up once again because, again, we don't like to take credit. We're very humble people. However, it was the fact that we teamed up to drop the puck last season that really did get him into the championship. We do know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we're teaming up again, Jeff.
Yep.
They're going to win another championship.
Exactly.
So it's really an honor to be there, and it's awesome to be with you. You're a great teammate, and our dropping puck skills are just so awesome.
That's right. You've been practicing all year as well, right?
I've been practicing all year, you know, since I last dropped it. I have to figure out what I'm going to wear. It's going to be 85, but you're in a hockey, you know, hockey arena. So do you wear shorts and a t-shirt? Do you wear a jacket? So if anyone has any recommendations, please tweet them at me or just send me an email or something. But no, it should be a great time.
Yeah.
And I hear it's going to be a packed house.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Get there early and get excited.
Yeah, people are definitely going to want to get there early. It's Skate Nation Plus in Short Pump. Always a great time, but this is going to be an especially electrifying time as for the first time ever, the big championship. So it is going to be an exciting time. Speaking of exciting times, you are a proud graduate of the University of Southern California.
Sure am.
Right?
Fight on.
And as you know, my oldest guy, Harry, just left for Stanford University, a couple of miles up the road from USC. Last week, your Trojans had the audacity to come back and just beat the living tar out of the Stanford. I don't even know what we call our team. The Trees, Cardinal, whatever it is. My God, it was
I don't either. Like, what the heck are you guys, you know?
Yeah, it was Cardinal.
For Cardinal.
And you know what's funny? It's not even for the bird. It's for the color. We're Cardinal red.
Gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, pick one mask on and stick with it, right, Jeff?
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah,
I mean, that game was crazy. I was very disappointed watching it at first. I'm going, oh my gosh, here we go again.
Right.
Like, what is going on here? And, you know, we have a new quarterback stepping in and... You know, I make myself a glass of water. I'm walking around. I come back and SC's up and I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm not disappointed anymore. Here we go. Fight on.
All right.
I'm sorry, Jeff. You know, you should be a very proud father having a son at Stanford, but you got to root for SC football. Come on.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I'm not entirely sure how that one's going to work out. But if we are going to talk about winning football teams, now this is one where I think we can both acknowledge, because I don't think you actually have a favorite in the NFL, right? You sort of spread the love around.
Yeah. Fan of the game.
Okay. Me, I'm a Patriots fan, as you know.
Oh, yes.
As everybody knows, right? We absolutely played the numbers off the Steelers' jerseys last week. Was that an impressive game as someone who's not a Pats fan?
It was an extremely impressive game.
Yeah.
I mean, from top to bottom, and, you know, obviously Ben Roethlisberger has seen better days, and, you know, you're facing Tom Brady, and I mean, that was an incredible matchup, and I have to say the Patriots, maybe they'll do it again, Jeff. I don't know. I mean, they're looking pretty good. Tom Brady just gets better with age, right?
He's
like wine. He gets better with age.
That's exactly right.
So it's pretty amazing what that man can do on the football field, and yeah, they played lights out. That was a great Monday night game.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Natalie Calabat is joining us from ABC8. Natalie is simply put, the best sports reporter, best sports anchor, sports director as well, right?
You know, I wear many hats.
That's
right?
What I'm
Everything.
Saying.
So, thank you very much, Jeff.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
What do you see for the NFL this season? I mean, besides the Patriots winning the Super Bowl, are there other teams that are going to play at some point? We're like this weekend, as an example.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take last night. You know, the Bucs get their first win. What a condition, too. It was raining. It felt like a baseball game, right? A quick rain delay. And, you know, I flipped on NFL Network and was watching my mentor and former USC Trojan, Lindsay Rhodes. So that was awesome, you know, to see her in studio. And she was texting me last night, gosh, that was, you know, get in the studio and just talk. And it's like, okay,
wow.
You know, so from a broadcaster to a broadcaster, that was a pretty cool thing to see, just watching her from Richmond.
Sure.
And, but no, I mean, what a crazy game. Good matchups this weekend.
Yep.
You know, the Redskins obviously dropped their first divisional game. They've got another one coming up in the Cowboys at home.
Yeah.
Can they get it together and get a win, Jeff? You know, it'll be interesting.
Look, we're all surrounded by Redskins fans, so I really would like something nice to happen for them. I really would.
Yes.
But I don't know. It just seems with the Redskins, it is one of those year after year after year that they for whatever reason, maybe it's the franchises or the management, I don't know. But regardless of who's on the field wearing their team colors, they just can't get it done. They can't seem to get it together.
Right, and I think, you know, especially last week, you know, Case Keenum looked great.
Yeah.
You know, it was not a testament to Case Keenum or
right.
the quarterback. It's just, you know, everything else. So
yeah.
Hopefully they can pick up the pace and get things together. And, you know, obviously it's terrible, Darius Geis and his injury. And, you know,
yeah.
he's out 6 to 8 weeks. So,
right.
you know, you got to put Peterson in. It was strange Peterson wasn't in the first game, but
right, right.
you know, hopefully we can get
yeah.
things rocking and rolling here.
All right. So. Well, listen, I am rooting for the Redskins. I mean, it's sort of the hometown crowd.
Are you though,
and I'm just... and I'd like them to do well. You know, not that well, but I'd like them to do well. So give me a little sense what everybody at ABC8 and you are focusing on, special packages, special sports stuff. What have you got coming up?
What don't we have coming
okay.
up? Right, it's always exciting. I think, you know, obviously, aside from high school football, college football, and, you know, the NFL season just taking all of our attention, we got to get excited to get under the lights of the Richmond Raceway next
yes.
weekend for the,
oh, yes.
for the NASCAR playoffs. So really exciting, you know, just being able to sit down with drivers next week. I did a really nice piece on Brad Keselowski, who is here visiting
yeah.
the Virginia Veterans
yeah.
Hospital, which was really nice. I mean, these NASCAR drivers are awesome. They're
yeah.
such good people.
Yes.
They're family guys. They'll give you the shirt off their back,
yeah.
you know, and they love their fans.
They
so
really
it's
do.
Super exciting to, you know, get to sit down with them and talk about racing, but also talk about, you know, what they're doing off of the track
yeah.
that's, you know, helping others and impacting the lives of
yeah.
the community. Because
yes.
NASCAR fans are passionate. I mean, we sell out that racetrack, so
yeah.
it'll be a good one.
Okay, well, that is great stuff, and you're absolutely right. The NASCAR drivers, there's something special about them. They do understand that their fans are passionate and loyal, mm-hmm. and you're absolutely correct. They give a lot back to the community, and sometimes you hear these knocks on professional athletes who they can't be bothered with their fans, or they signed a contract for tens of millions of dollars and they think they're somebody else now. And those NASCAR drivers, boy, they remember exactly where they came from and they stay rooted.
They do. They really stay rooted and they don't forget where they came from. And
yeah.
we have a lot of successful drivers that have Central Virginia ties
yes.
and they come back here and it's great to sit down with them and also, you know, the other side of the coin, sit down with fans and
yeah.
just say, you know, how long have you been following this driver? You know, what does their success mean to you and to your hometown?
That's
so,
right.
I love it, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I love yeah. NASCAR. I love covering racing. So
yeah.
it'll be a fun time next weekend.
Well, and not too far in the future, there's going to be some additional racing over there at Richmond Raceway, right?
IndyCar.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. My Twitter was blowing up when I posted about IndyCar coming to Richmond. I mean, there are so many fans that are like, I already have my tickets, my arrangements, I'm coming, I can't wait. You know, it's back.
Yes.
And it's a huge thing for the Richmond Raceway
absolutely.
As well. You know, we
absolutely.
Have this gorgeous, gorgeous racetrack, all these, you know, $30 million infield project. And, you know, now fans can enjoy it more.
Exactly.
So that's
exactly.
the best thing. And we get to cover it. So
I
that's
know.
Cool
that's,
too. So.
That's going to be just super cool. Oh, and I should remind you that you have a gift package from our mutual friend, Emily Morrissey. Emily's bracelets wanted to make sure that after everything you did for her, getting her ready to throw out the first pitch of the Flying Squirrels, that you've got a T-shirt for the team and her brand new Thin Blue Line bracelet to show support for the frontline law enforcement officers.
Emily is the most beautiful girl, both inside and out, and she reads my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so awesome. She's so sweet. And how'd she know I was going to wear a royal blue dress tonight? I mean, how does she know that? I already packed my bag, but this
oh,
is
wow.
so beautiful. Emily, thank you so much for the sweet gift. And you know, keep shining. You're so awesome. I'm picturing you right across from me here in the studio right now, just talking about the flying squirrels. And, you know, you made such an impact in myself and Jeff and, you know, on the whole Richmond Flying Squirrels baseball team.
Yeah.
So you're awesome. You
she
know,
is.
Thank you. She's,
yeah.
She's something else.
She is. Well, we will look forward to seeing you on television today. My gosh, what is it? Like every 5 minutes, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. 10, 20, 11 o'clock. It's all the time, isn't it?
All the time.
Okay.
Gotta be camera ready. So, yeah, we'll be on at 5, 6, and then the 8 Sports Blitz show tonight at 11. So
love
it'll be fun.
All right. And then tomorrow night, we're teaming up yet again for our beloved Richmond Generals. We're going to jointly drop that first puck and hopefully, not hopefully, we're going to help them get to that second championship in a row.
Exactly. Yep. Jeff and I are here, so we're going to make it happen.
I love it. Well, when
we win championships here, Jeff.
That's
we win championships
right. We deliver.
Here. We
I
deliver.
Love it. That is our friend Natalie Calabat from ABC8. Always a pleasure to have her on with us. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.